Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and state PCs preparation. Imagine a river flowing right through a bustling Indian city, its waters teeming with more than 400 crocodiles, all coexisting with 2.5 million people. That is the astonishing reality of the Vishwamitri River in Vadodara, Gujarat. First, let us set the scene with the geography and ecology of this river. The Vishwamitri originates in the Pavagarh Hills of Panchmahal district, at an elevation of about 762 meters, and travels roughly 164 kilometers before emptying into the Gulf of Khambhat, part of the Arabian Sea. It is a rain-fed river, meaning its flow swells dramatically during the monsoon and dwindles in the dry months, a pattern often described as flashy. Along its course it receives water from tributaries such as the Mohar and the Dhadhar, but the most remarkable stretch is the 21-kilometer segment that threads through the heart of Vadodara city. This makes the Vishwamitri the only major river that cuts directly across Vadodara, providing the urban biodiversity backbone for the metropolis. The river takes its name from the Vedic sage Vishwamitra, whose ashram traditions are linked to the Narmada-Sabarmati region of Gujarat. Now, who are the residents sharing this river? The Mugger crocodile, scientifically known as Crocodilus palustris, is one of only three crocodilian species found in India. Its distribution includes Gujarat, Rajasthan's Chambal Basin, Madhya Pradesh's Chambal and Narmada rivers, Maharashtra, Odisha's Bhitarkanika wetlands, and even the coastal stretch of Tamil Nadu around Mahabalipuram. On the global stage, the Mugger is listed under CITES Appendix 2, meaning trade is regulated but not outright banned. The worldwide population is estimated between 5,000 and 10,000 individuals, fragmented across South Asia, India, Pakistan, Nepal, Sri Lanka, Bangladesh, and Iran. In India, the species has been under the Crocodile Rehabilitation and Breeding Program since 1975, launched concurrently with Project Tiger. This program, a joint effort of the Madras Crocodile Bank Trust, the Bombay Natural History Society and WWF India, raises crocodiles in captivity for eventual release into the wild. Turning to the Vadodara urban crocodile population, a 2025 census recorded 442 Mugger crocodiles inhabiting that 21-kilometer stretch of the Vishwamitri. This density is globally remarkable. Why do these reptiles thrive in an urban setting? First, the urban heat-island effect keeps the water warmer, and because crocodiles are ectothermic, warmer water extends their active feeding periods. Second, organic waste from the city enriches the river, boosting fish numbers and providing abundant prey. Third, the river's embankments and the network of storm drains create ideal basking sites and even nesting opportunities. Finally, paradoxically, the city reduces natural predators such as mongooses and monitor lizards, while human disturbance remains indirect rather than lethal. But coexistence is not without challenges. Vadodara's population of roughly 2.5 million lives alongside a river that snakes through residential and industrial zones. During floods or the nesting season, crocodiles occasionally wander into neighborhoods, prompting a need for conflict management. The Gujarat Forest Department has a rapid response team that relocates problem crocodiles, and sustained public awareness campaigns have nurtured a degree of tolerance. In fact, locals refer to these reptiles affectionately as Vishwamitri Na Mugger, and many see them as a point of civic pride. This model shows that urban coexistence, rather than exclusion, can allow a crocodile population to rebound. Historically, the Mugger population in this region had collapsed in the 1960s and 1970s due to hunting and habitat loss. Legal protection under the Wildlife Protection Act of 1972 and the 1975 rehabilitation program helped the numbers recover, leading to the present thriving community. For a broader perspective, let us compare India's three crocodilians. The saltwater crocodile, Crocodylus porosus, is the world's largest reptile, classified as least concern globally but threatened within India. It inhabits the Andaman and Nicobar Islands and the Bhitarkanika wetlands of Odisha, is highly aggressive, and enjoys the highest legal protection under Schedule I of the Wildlife Protection Act, as does the mugger. The third species, the gharial, Gavialis gangeticus, is critically endangered. It possesses an extremely long, narrow snout adapted exclusively for catching fish, and adult males develop a pot-like growth at the tip of the snout, called a dhara, used in vocalization and display. Gharials are virtually unable to walk on land, making them highly vulnerable to riverine disturbances. Their global adult population is estimated between 1,000 and 2,500, with the majority in India, concentrated in the National Chambal Sanctuary, Katanyaghat Wildlife Sanctuary and the Gandak River. Threats to the gharial include damming that destroys sandbars needed for nesting, sand mining, and accidental capture in fishing nets. Conservation efforts fall under the Gharial Conservation Program, a partnership of the Central Wildlife Service, the Wildlife Institute of India and state governments, with captive rearing at the Kukrail Gharial Rehabilitation Center in Lucknow. A common misconception that the dhara is a nostril is worth pausing here to correct. All three crocodilian species are protected under Schedule I of the Wildlife Protection Act, the highest tier of legal protection, joining other iconic fauna such as tigers, elephants, snow leopards and the great Indian bustard. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. The Vishwamitri River rises in the Pavagarh Hills, runs for about 164 kilometers, and drains into the Gulf of Khambhat. It is a rain-fed, seasonal river named after the sage Vishwamitra. The 2025 census counted 442 mugger crocodiles within a 21-kilometer urban stretch. The mugger is listed as vulnerable by the IUCN, placed in Schedule I of the Wildlife Protection Act, and appears in Sites Appendix 2. Its maximum length can reach 5 meters, and its distribution spans India, Pakistan, Nepal, Sri Lanka, Bangladesh, and Iran. India's crocodile rehabilitation program began in 1975. The saltwater crocodile is found in the Andaman and Nicobar Islands and Bhitarkanika, while the gharial, critically endangered, inhabits the Ganga-Brahmaputra system, especially the National Chambal Sanctuary, Katanyaghat and the Gandak. The gharial's distinctive dhara is a malus-specific pot-like growth, not a nostril. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? For prelims, remember the number 442, the 21-kilometer stretch, and that the mugger is vulnerable, Schedule I, and Sites Appendix 2. Keep in mind the three Indian crocodilians, their conservation status, and the flagship programs, Crocodile Rehabilitation Program for the mugger and Project Gharial for the gharial. For mains, you can discuss urban wildlife conservation, using the Vishwamitri as a case study of human-wildlife coexistence, the role of Schedule I species under the Wildlife Protection Act, and the importance of riparian ecosystems as biodiversity corridors. Highlight challenges such as sand mining, damming, effluent discharge and invasive species, and argue for mainstreaming urban biodiversity into city master plans. In closing, the story of the Vishwamitri River demonstrates that even in the most densely populated urban landscapes, wildlife can not only survive but flourish when policy, community awareness and ecological understanding align. It is a vivid reminder that conservation is not confined to remote reserves, it can flow through the very streets of our cities, shaping a more harmonious future for both humans and the wild.